Chazanish in Perek Beis, Ois Dalet, Dalet Hey, is discussing earlier in Beis and Gimel, he discussed what happens to somebody who pouts the Indian of Bitachon, Bamir Nasafa Velachut, and he never really was kind of a Mido. So he could discuss and talk about the greatness of Bitachon as long as everything is fine and dandy. But once things start looking a little bit gloomy and bleak, then he loses his whole bitachin, or the facade of bitachin, and he starts reverting to all types of scheming and plotting against anybody that gets in his way. He continues and he says, why am I writing this? What do we hope to gain? What's the reward that we hope to gain by putting this down on paper? Because when we write this down and record it, these ideas, the gnus of somebody that acts in such a way, then these fiery ideas and aspects, they come and literally smack us on our face. In other words, they're in our face that we have to recognize the gnus of false counterfeit bitachin. In other words, why do I have to tell you about this? So the guy doesn't have bitachin. Okay, he doesn't have bitachin. I have to tell you about all the ways that you're able to be makir and all the ways you're able to discern that the person doesn't have bitachin. And then he says, yeah, you have to know. Why is that? And even if somebody that lacks bitachin, it's a tremendous lacking in any intelligent being. And almost you could say that emunah bitachin are from the ikrim of Yiddishkeit, the basic tenets of Yiddishkeit. So somebody that doesn't have bitachin, he's lacking some of the most fundamental aspects of Yiddishkeit. However, acholi marmizev, there's something that's much worse than that. Much worse than somebody that doesn't have bitachon is the guy that has bitachon amezuyev. The guy that puts on a facade as if he has bitachon, and he really doesn't. It's the false bitachon. It's the counterfeit bitachon. Ubiyoyz haziyuv shlilu muchletes, because a false bitachon is entirely negative. Ve'ein lehazayif en moitzer ala meshulu. The zayif, the person that pretends that he has bitachon, is not better off than the guy that has no bitachon at all. You would think he pretends he has bitachon, at least something. The guy that has no bitachon is a zero. This guy is at least a 10, a 15. No, he says he has no advantage on the guy that doesn't have bitachon. However, he has a lot more to disadvantage. It'd be great, a much bigger disadvantage of somebody that has false bitachon than somebody that doesn't have bitachon at all. Harbe min asharel vaheres bibateir zayfani. There's much outrage and destruction that could be caused by somebody that has false bitachon, that somebody that just doesn't have bitachon at all is clean from it. He doesn't have to worry about that. Why is that? What's the difference? First of all, simply the guy that doesn't have bitachon, it's a sheval tasek ilu. He doesn't have a positive bitachon. But it's not something which is a chesaron ve'etzem. It's not something that he's. It's something which is negative. It's a negative, the very fact that he doesn't have this. But he's not also chayiv. He's not also. You can't also blame him for having a negative aspect. However, the person that has false bitachon, not only does he not have real bitachon, he's also doing something which is false. The person that doesn't have bitachon is not going to have any talmidim, any disciples that are going to learn from him not to have bitachon. The person that doesn't have bitachon, he just doesn't have anything to sell. No one's going to learn from him because he doesn't have anything to sell. But the zayfon, the guy that has false bitachon, he has what to sell. He pretends that he has some sort of ziyuf. And he's ma'amid talmidim chanichei aziyuf. And b'meila people can learn from him to pretend to have bitachon, but at the end of the day, they're really, it's totally a facade, and underneath they're really extremely destructive.
He himself is not losing out.
It's his his mitzias, the very fact that he exists, is a terrible thing. Is he going to lose out? Whatever he does, however his false bitachon manifests it, is it might cause him to lose out, because if he's going to do things now that are against the Torah, which is what's going to happen, then he's going to lose out. Be'etzem. First of all, the person that doesn't have bitachon is not going to be gerim a chil Hashem. Aval azayfon, kashem izgala kloinu misparsim al eloisov ametuavis neged shimon reo. But in the story that we mentioned last week, where the guy that has, somebody opened a store, a competitor opened a store across the street from him, then he started reverting to all these scheming and plotting and all these despicable behavior. That's going to cause a tremendous chil Hashem. Because people are going to say, "Plainly shalom and muster, kamim gunim ma'isav, kamim b'chorim tachbal ma'isav." Look at this guy. He went to yeshivas. This is a guy. He's a yeshiva man, and he even wears a white shirt and black pants. And this is the way that he acts. This is what he does. This is what the Torah brings to this. This is what you're learning in yeshivas all day. That's what people like to say when they find one person that did something wrong. That's it. They parcel the entire, throw everybody into the garbage. This is what the Torah is learning. This is what people are. That's a tremendous chil Hashem. That's betzem. Achein midas habitochen kinin aleif. Continues the Chazon Ish, and he says, midas habitochen is an emes a kinin aleif. It's not minasaf v'lachutz. It's something that a person has to be koina. There's a yadat ayem v'ashevay sel vavecho. It's mamash a kinin aleif. U'mitev habitech be'emes v'hatz neleches v'nishma v'piv ki u'in aboitchen. You want to know if a guy is a b'yterech or not? The guy that's pouting bitochen and he's always bitochen. He's the guy that very often it's just a facade. The guy that's telling you the real emes of b'yterech. If it's obviously we're not talking about somebody that's teaching b'yterech, you go to a shir and he's giving over in yonim of b'yterech. Not specifically talking about here, but in general, a person that's not what he's referring to. When you have a person on the street that's always b'yterech, and then that's only because everything is going well. You know that's false b'yterech. The real b'yterech, he says, and Revolver talks about this also. In Al Yeshua, he says, he's never gonna reveal that he's from the Beitchim. Because Fakirat, Gambolibo Yunenach Al Chesaron, he gives a krecht inside Al Chesaron Bitchoinu Miyatzli Musa Bezeh. How he's talking out of Beitech, and there's so much more that he could gain, and so much more that he could grow in. The Emes of Beitech is not so. He doesn't feel that he's an Emes of Beitech. He feels that there's so much more that he could improve. So where is he the Beitech? V'rak l'maise t'lav imay bitochon v'otzma b'yisbarach. When it comes to his actions, the way that he deals, the way that he acts and behaves and conducts himself, that's all going to be defined and guided and directed by his bitochon. Because v'otzma b'yisbarach and his strength in the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'lo yeichas imreyo p'yisei chanus. And he's not going to get scared and worried if somebody opens up a store across a competitor opens a store. Yishtadol oid lazel areyehu. Not only that, he'll try to help him. Somebody came to tell me after the shiur last week, I forgot who it was, came to tell me a story about somebody who knows that opened a store across the street, and he went over to him and he told him, before you start your business, I want to tell you all the mistakes that I made that costed me a lot of money and time. You shouldn't make the same mistakes. What a tremendous godliness that is. For careful, let you make the mistakes. So who was telling you to open up the store in the first place? Who asked you to I'm the first one on the block. You're the new kid. Well, what's going on over here? Resakner be'etz ha'teva, to give him good advice. Lasi savuri, to help him out, like we said before. And send him, right? And still in the store. And then he sent his son to the other store to help him stock the shelves when he was missing products. Lishkar al takanos saying to be diligent in trying to help him. Vekame min akdusha maitzef ba'olam liras ish oisa chesed ima misate ha'asra yisimai. How much kedusha can be added to the veld if you behold somebody who is doing chesed with somebody who's intending to compete with him? Somebody you know is opening up the store across the street from you, and you come and you say, I see that you're working so hard, what can I do? Can I get you a cola? Can I get you a cup of coke? Can I help you take a break? What else can I? You need connections. You need somebody to lend you money. Imagine the tremendous kiddush Hashem that such a thing can make. And he gives tehillah. Then they get praised. Only a yid would do such a thing. Right? Somebody that can say that. Only a yid do such a thing. What a tremendous kiddush Hashem that is. Ashra v'ashrei derei. V'yisrin or min achoshech. Yisrin ha'emes min hasheker. And the difference and the tremendous advantage of light more than darkness, is the advantage and the greatness of truth more than sheker, and the difference and the advantage of real bitachon more than a bitachon mizuyev. And a bitachon mizuyev is not just more than bitachon that somebody doesn't have bitachon. Somebody has bitachon more, has a much greater advantage than somebody who doesn't have bitachon, which is true, like you're saying. But a bitachon mizuyev is much worse, because it's ki'ilu as if he has bitachon, and people learn from him, and really underneath he's a volcano just waiting to erupt. The person that has emes bitachon, the difference is like he's saying, it's in the whole way that a person behaves when he gets down to it, when he gets pressured and he's under fire and he's under pressure. What's going to happen then? How does the person act then? Are people going to say plenty shalom and musar kama meguna ma'isav? We're going to say that plenty shalom and musar kama noy ma'isav, which there's no bigger kiddush Hashem than that.